This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the East is dealing with flooding and New Yorkers are, I guess, taking jet skis to work, the West is drier than dry. And it's so dry that Governor Newsom in California has asked voluntarily that all Californians start to cut back their water use by at least 15%. Now, there are some emergency proclamations that are in place for 50 of the 58 counties in California. There's 58 counties in California, 50 of which are already in state of emergencies from a drought perspective. And multiple water districts already in the area have very interesting rules on water, things that could actually put Californians at risk for fines, such as, you know, when to water the grass, having a leak that hasn't gotten fixed in 48 hours. We'll talk about some of those. So I live in Nevada. Nevada is probably going to, in August, ask Nevadans to do their part. Currently, we do have some rules on when to water our grass. We have, in fact, we're already taking out ornamental grass. So if there's areas in Vegas where it's not a park, it's not a school, it's not a golf course, and there's just grass because it looks pretty, it's getting taken out and being replaced by gravel. They've been actually doing that for a while. I lived in an area in Vegas that actually had a lake. It was a wash that was filled up with water and fish were put in to it. Apparently, if there's endangered fish, that lake has to then be preserved. So I think the homeowners years ago put endangered fish in there so that the fish could live and have a place to live, and then nobody can mess up a lake. But these homes have amazing home value because they're on a lake. But all the grass surrounding that area started to get ripped out and converted to gravel and desert landscaping about 10 plus years ago to save water, which I can appreciate. I am just surprised that Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada, Phoenix, Arizona, I am surprised that there are the populations that are, that be, you know, with no water, with the, you know, the water needing to be pumped or coming in from the Colorado, filling up Lake Powell. We have a man-made lake, the largest one, Lake Mead. Those levels are dropping. Lake Mead is dropping. Lake Powell is dropping. Salt Lake is dropping. And so we've been asked to start being a little bit more conscious of our water. So Governor Newsom said right now nothing is mandatory in terms of this 15%, but he is asking for Californians to do their part. So in a press conference in San Luis Obispo yesterday, he said, if I have his quote here, I don't know if I have his quote, "We're hopeful that people will take that mindset they brought into the last drought and extend that forward with a 15% voluntary reduction, not only on residencies, but industrial, commercial operations, agricultural operations." Others, apparently farmers, are having issues. These emergency proclamations allow the water districts and the water authorities to divert water from rivers to places that need it, high priority places. So that it's a scary time. And this isn't the first time. Apparently Governor Jerry Brown had to do some emergency proclamations because of the drought and water issues. California has, I think, 75 million people. I mean, they have more people than the country of England. So it's a pretty big issue. And that's just California. And California is on the ocean. That doesn't even include Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Oregon, Seattle, other places that are now experiencing severe drought. So what are some things that are being asked of? Measures that have been, I guess, implemented in some local districts is if you have a hose, you have to have a nozzle that shuts it off. It can't be a hose that's open and just drips. So it has to have a nozzle that is a shut-off nozzle. If you are caught washing your driveway, I've never washed my driveway. I see people do that all the time. I didn't know that was a thing. Driveways get dirty. It shouldn't be a thing. I'll just wait for the next rain, which will happen a year and a half from now. But I never even thought. I mean, I used to wash my car or wash my dad's car growing up. But now, if I buy gas, you get like for a dollar or two a little coupon where you could do a car wash that way. I used to have the kids do it, but they would leave so many smears and they would fight and it would be such a horrible job. I'm like, to heck with this. But if you wash your car, obviously the driveway gets clean. No, car washing in some local areas of California, no more. They've asked some people to take showers only 5 minutes. Now, I love showers. Showers are where I really sound good when I sing. You know, so I can be like, you know, singing a song. You know, I want to rock. And I can be doing that in the shower and it sounds all good. It doesn't sound good in here, but it sounds really good in the shower. Cats sit there and listen. The dog covers the ears. Sometimes these songs are 3 to 4 minute songs. If I sing, what's that song? Didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow. That one is, I think, 6.5 minutes. Bohemian Rhapsody. And then if I think I sing it good, but I want to sing it again, I'll sing that 3-4 times. Now that's already a 24-minute shower. And then let's say I'm winning a Grammy. Let's say somebody goes, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, that was like the best rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody. That was fantastic. You have won the Grammy. And everybody's like, yay, who are you? And then I accept the award. And I'm like, thank you. Yes, you know, I really did deserve this Grammy. Thank you. And then that adds another 5 minutes to the shower. No, they're asking to take a 5 minute shower. If you have a bath and you want to take a bath, don't fill it up with water. Just all the way. Maybe just do the bath halfway. I don't like baths. Because I have kids and, you know, and everybody always kind of runs into the bathroom. And unless I have a whole bunch of bubbles covering me, I couldn't, no. So bath is a no for me. If you're going to do a load of laundry, they recommend, and this is for anybody, all right? Don't just do a half load. Wait till you have a nice full load of laundry and dishes. And in my household, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. All right, pee, close the lid, and then I guess after, you know, hey, if you really don't have to flush it, don't flush it. But if it's poo-poo, you got to flush it. So those are some ways to conserve water. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. If you don't listen to our show live, we have an answer line. And you can leave your message on the answer line and we'll play it on the next live show. So let's go to our answer line now and see what we have at 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. I just finished listening to your show. I just had to call you. George Norrie, I don't know whether you're familiar with that Coast to Coast show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up late, so I heard him have on a scientist a year ago who said that the Chinese had commissioned the North Carolina University to make this virus so that they wanted to eliminate some of their population because they had too many men for the amount of girls that they had available. He said that it had HIV in it besides the SARS, which was why so many people were getting pneumonia. He said his life had been threatened. He said also it would make a person sterile. That's why so many of the young service guys don't want to have the shot. Same with the sports guys. They're young. They want to get married and have children. And if they can't because of that doggone vaccination, what do they do? They've already said it would change the DNA. And then you give a 12-year-old or 12 to 15-year-old, what if they never can have a baby now? I mean, it probably isn't the end of the earth, but when something was made for that reason, Bill Gates already had the patent on the vaccine. And all he wants to do is eliminate the population. He said there's too many people. He wants it to get down to like 300,000. It's scary. It really is. And having been in the medical profession, I listen to you every night and absorb most of the stuff that you tell us. It's very good. But I'm scared to death of the vaccine. I'm 87, and believe me, I'm not taking it. A woman was pregnant. She just had a brand new baby. She was nursing the baby. She got the vaccination. It went through her nurse. So the baby got the medication. 2 days later, the baby died. Four pilots in England, for their second shot, they dropped dead. There's something radically wrong with this vaccination. And I pray to God that you're okay and your family's okay, because, like I say, it's a scary thing. Mm-hmm. You can't trust anyone. And that's for darn sure. I always enjoy your show. Bye.
Well, thank you for your message. I would love to, if you can, send me the sources of those. I want to hear about what happened with the pilots and the breastfeeding, and the baby that was breastfed after the shot. You know, I get most of my data from the CDC and the FDA, and so obviously it's that side. And so if it isn't for some of these other reports, there's many people aren't getting, you know, aren't able to then evaluate and investigate and, you know, look at some of the other side and some of the other concerns that people have with the vaccine. So I'm very, very open to anybody saying that they had a reaction or they heard that this happened with it, because being a physician, I know that just because one study says that something is useful for this or safe or whatever, it could all of a sudden come out that, no, there's something else. I talked to you all about how when I was in school in the late 90s, I had found that postmenopausal estrogen use could be linked to heart disease. And I was basically laughed out of the room by the older doctors, saying that's ridiculous. You know, estrogen protects the heart, blah, blah, blah. And then the Women's Health Initiative a few years later came out, and they said women were having heart disease. Women were, you know, and so many times with science, somebody brings something up years prior, and then we come to find out that it could be true. But then on the flip side, whenever there's a vaccine or a new vaccine, I can't tell you how many people have brought up, you know, third eyes, third testicles, things like that. If we entertain every single theory, you won't get anything done. So we spoke about the definition of safe. And this is something that's really takes a leap of faith. When I hear that something is safe, that means I could put that soap on my child, I could eat that sandwich, I could take that vaccine, and nothing's going to happen to me. It's been proven safe. Unfortunately, though, there's a toxicity that could happen to that sandwich that you were served that should have been safe, but something happened to it. A bug landed on it, or maybe it has gluten, and let's say I'm gluten insensitive, so then that ends up causing me to have a bad inflammatory bowel reaction. So the vaccine could be safe, but the person could have the sort of genetics or biology that doesn't jive with that shot. And so when we hear that something is safe, and the CDC and the FDA says the vaccines are safe, and doctors say they are safe, and I say I got the shot, I feel they're safe, that doesn't mean it's risk-free and it's 100%. And so the public officials have to go by the better good, the masses, the, you know, the, you know, what'll help more people, you know, at the sacrifice of some. That's why the military does what it does. I mean, going to war is not safe. Going to war and losing men and women on the battlefield and in operations. War is not safe, but it's an action taken for the better good. Some of us say, no, we're not going to lose any lives. That is intolerable. Others will say, well, we're going to look at the big picture. So the government, when it comes to COVID, is looking at the big picture. There was a study about, you brought up fertility. There was a study about fertility, and they actually said that those who got the COVID vaccine had improved fertility. I can't respond on the decreased fertility because I haven't been looking at those studies. However, there are two female doctors that are studying the changes in periods that some people have discussed and reported after the COVID-19 vaccine. So if somebody's period went off for a couple months, could that affect fertility long-term or just short-term? So this is a new vaccine. Even though I think we did have the data and genetic information pretty early on, such that Moderna was able to, within 42 days, create the vaccine, it's in terms of a rollout of this size, this is still very new and unprecedented. And so I am not surprised that the CDC has reported almost 6,000 reported deaths. I'm not sure if all of them were concluded to be vaccine related. I'm not surprised that there were clots and, you know, ITP and TTP and platelet loss and, you know, reactions that some people got, because humans are very dynamic and not every human is built the same way. And so that being said, for those people that don't like the odds, even though the odds are very, very, very low risk, you know, I think they should have the right to choose. That's why I'm anti-mandates. Yet, I know that that CNN political analyst and other people have spoken out on the left saying this isn't a choice. We have to mandate. And I think we are going to be ahead of ourselves with that. Now, in terms of North Carolina being given funds to devise a virus that could possibly do population control, I haven't been able to find any information on that. But we have been hearing many rumors and rumblings that, you know, China has been investigating ways for population control. And it's a frightening thought. It's a very frightening theory that that could exist. And there's also been discussions of superhuman science, looking at making people more superhuman in the military. I believe there was even a report coming out of the American military is working on something to help men have more longevity. So I'm not surprised that there is bio research looking at ways to weaponize viruses, ways to control to use as, you know, God forbid, in war, things like that. But in terms of America collaborating, I can't comment on that. I don't know. But keep these questions and comments coming. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says students who are vaccinated against COVID-19 will not have to wear masks in school this fall. The agency recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times. It also advises unvaccinated kids in the classroom maintain 3 feet of distance, but stresses that shouldn't stop classrooms from reopening. The CDC adding the guidelines aren't mandatory, as schools and districts may set their own policies. Republicans from around the United States are converging on Dallas, Texas for the second Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as CPAC, this year. The conference, as with the event CPAC held in Orlando in February, is going to be headlined by former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son and chief surrogate, set to speak later today. You're listening to USA Radio News. An arrest has been made in the triple murders at a golf course outside Atlanta, Georgia.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after 3 murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified as Brian Anthony Rogan, he's been charged for the murders of Eugene Seiler, Paul Pearson, and Henry Valdez. Rogan was arrested in the Shanley area, and he has ties to the metro Atlanta area.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
Fully vaccinated Americans don't need a COVID-19 booster shot at this time. That's according to the CDC and FDA. That claim was issued after it was announced Pfizer plans to seek FDA emergency use authorization for a booster dose in August. That will come after it releases more data on how well the booster dose works. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love Good Samaritans. I love it when you have neighbors that don't say, oh, you know what, I'm just not going to get involved, and you know what, just let whatever happen, but instead jump to action. And apparently a neighbor is credited for saving this girl who was kidnapped. Body camera video shows Louisville police officers rescuing a 6-year-old girl from a Robbie Wiltz car. He's 40 years old. And on July 2nd, he tried to kidnap her and who knows do what. A neighbor pursued Wilt, wrote down the last 3 digits of his license plate, then gave it to police. Now, Wilt allegedly told police that he snatched the girl after seeing her play outside of her family's home. After he was caught, he claimed he decided to return her home
because he was afraid he may hurt her. He ended up being arrested before he could drop her off. So he claimed he was going to bring her back. So pretty dramatic footage. The child, not identified, but was apparently playing outside her family's home in Valley Station, Kentucky at around 5:40 p.m. on July 2nd. Robbie Wilt had spotted the youngster, pulled up in his red Dodge Charger, grabbed the girl, drove away. Now, the neighbor, his name is Princess Weatherford, was sitting on his porch, and he witnessed the abduction. It was still daylight outside. And so he said it happened pretty quick. He told WAVE3. He came around the corner, parked his car, got out within 15 seconds, and the suspect grabbed the girl by her collar. She was on her bike. Then he threw her into the front passenger seat of his car and took off. Now, Weatherford, the neighbor, and his father jumped into their own car and decided to chase down the suspect's Dodge, writing down the last three digits of his license plate. During the pursuit, Weatherford came across a police officer who had been called to the scene by somebody else and gave the suspect's license plate number. So I'm not sure if he followed them all the way down there or if they lost track. I'm not sure. Louisville Police Sergeant Joe Keeley and Officer Jason Verva quickly found the red Dodge parked in a driveway, saved the victim, and arrested the perpetrator. And so the little girl was barefoot, she was crying, and thank God that could have been an absolute, that could have been just horrible. The child was inconsolable, was saying she wants her daddy, and I'm sure the parents were absolutely beside themselves. So we're not sure if the suspect had done other abductions and if there were any local assaults or death or kidnappings, but way to go for the neighbor. And I understand that's dangerous to start to pursue, but man, he wanted to save that girl, and he did. Now, what frustrates me about any sort of story such as this is I'm on social media, and there will be a meme. And these memes are, you know, these little kind of snippets of jokes and things like that. And there is, many of them talk about growing up in the 70s and 80s. When we were, you know, younger kids. And we miss the good old days. So a lot of Gen X's and baby boomers will kind of make fun of the millennials and the Z's on how they play outside. And how we were much more sturdy. I think there was one where you saw somebody like passed out or unconscious in the bushes or something like that. And they said, you know, this is how, you know, our parents would find us and tell us to come home for dinner or something like that. You know, where we would be hitting our head, we would be bleeding, we would be bruised. And I gotta tell you, I mean, you know, growing up as a kid, we surely, you know, had our fair share of being pretty, I don't know, beat up and rambunctious and climbing on things. Now, you know, sadly, one of our friends, their child died. I think he was climbing a tree to get a ball. He fell. And then he sustained a bleed to the brain, and he died. And so, you know, sadly, not everybody who, you know, played it rough and tough got away unscathed. I mean, there's obviously, you know, some dangerous times. But, you know, I'll see these little posts, and I'm trying to find one now, where it basically described how things were when we were kids. Here we go. GPS back in the day. Go past Jeff's house, then turn where that barn used to be. Go a little ways till you get to that house where that really weird guy used to be. Go a little bit to the right on that bumpy road. Cross over that old bridge when his house is past that place where those dogs used to chase us. And this was under a Facebook page called Growing Up in the 70s. So you didn't have GPS. You kind of had memories of things in that neighborhood, whether it was a barn, whether it was where somebody used to live, and you had, you know, unfortunately, you know, names of things that weren't very friendly, you know, old man, shoe thrower, or whatever. And so when you see these things, it kind of reminds, you know, parents now, let the kids play, let the kids run, let the kids, you know, we used to say goodbye to our parents and then we would come back before dark. That's, your parents would say, get home before dark. And if not, you got a whooping. And so if at all you didn't get back into the house when you were supposed to, then you'd be in trouble. So no alarm, no GPS, no somebody driving you, no Uber. Your directions were you get home before dinner, before supper, get home before your dad gets home, get home before dark. And then you would be outside all day. And things changed. In my family, they were a little bit more strict because we had a rape in the family. And so my folks still kept us on a pretty short leash. But if it was a neighborhood they were comfortable about and they knew, they let us run around. But things are different now. I don't know if you saw the video of this girl waiting for the bus. And she's on a main street. She's waiting for the bus alone. Has her books, has her bag. I believe she was in a uniform. On a major street, so it's out where everybody is. A van pulls up and tries to grab her. There are people that will come into your neighborhood, scout the neighborhood. I think in New York it was Eitan Potts back in the 70s, where somebody was scouting him for a while and then snatched him on his way to school. So it's always happened, but now I think it's to a bigger degree. Or maybe it's just because it's being reported. And so parents look at this and go, well, wait a second. Okay, maybe my kid playing on our driveway without somebody being right there is risky. And I can't imagine kids growing up differently than the way we grew up. Right? You need to be able to play outside. You need to not have a parent around so you're forced to make some good decisions on your own. You never grow normally if the parents are always around. You kind of need to, you know, be able to kind of spread your wings a little bit, even as a kid. But apparently there are stalkers, there are traffickers, there are just sickos that will sit there and stalk and see who's a victim. And just as deer have to watch their little baby fawns and make sure a predator doesn't jump on them, I guess us as parents, we need to, unfortunately, be doing the same. And most of us pick a neighborhood such that we could just let the kids play outside. And that's not the world we live in today. Maybe it's never been the world. I remember seeing an article in the 50s of somebody went into a store. Stores were small back then, so you couldn't bring in the stroller. You had to leave your kids outside on the sidewalk. You'd walk into the store, buy what you needed to. You brought a bag from home. Lady comes outside, baby's stolen. So child abductions have always been a thing. But now with cars and all sorts of, you know, sort of other entities and issues going on, I think it's more often. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys!
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people look at science as kind of boring. Scientists don't really, you know, get into a lot of drama. Now, COVID was pretty dramatic, so we all got schooled on that. But most people think that, yeah, everybody kind of gets along and that, you know, in science, we're just too boring to even step up the heat. Well, apparently it's gotten heated, and we got some major drama. So some breaking news. The FDA, this is breaking news, we just got this, and this is in the scientific world, huge. Some of you guys might still be like, let me go back up to my nap. But apparently the FDA is asking for a federal investigation into its own approval of the controversial Alzheimer drug. The FDA is calling for a wide-ranging federal investigation between FDA staff
and Biogen representatives that led up to the approval of Aduhelm, the company's Alzheimer drug. Now, I don't think I recall anything like this happening recently. Now, as you remember, the drug received FDA approval on June 7th. There was limited data that it worked in clinical trials. And so a lot of lawmakers, doctors, public health advocates were like, what's going on here? And so today, Acting Commissioner Janet Woodcock asked the Independent Office of the Inspector General to investigate how agency staff interacted with Biogen in the run-up to the approval. The agency cited stats reporting that FDA officials worked hand-in-hand with Biogen executives to get the drug on the market, including an off-the-books meeting and then an unprecedented decision to approve the Aduhelm through a regulatory shortcut. Oh, heck no. If that's the case, So apparently, Woodcock wrote in a letter, there continue to be concerns raised regarding contacts between representatives from Biogen and FDA during the review process, including some that may have occurred outside of the formal correspondence process. To the extent these concerns could undermine the public's confidence in FDA's decision, I believe it is critical that the events at issue be reviewed by an independent body, such as the Office of Inspector General, in order to determine whether any interactions that occurred between Biogen and FDA review staff were inconsistent with FDA policies and procedures. I think she's right. I think if there is any question, there's more on the line, not only on this Alzheimer's drug, but on the integrity of anything the FDA approves, including COVID vaccines. We need to know that that process is without fraud, manipulation. So Woodcock added that she has tremendous confidence in the integrity of the staff and leadership for the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research involved in the aducanumab review and their commitment to unbiased and science-based decision-making. But Stat News reported this, their reporting has prompted calls for an OIG investigation from advocacy groups, former federal health officials, as well as members of Congress. Now, apparently, this Inspector General investigation is one of the more serious types of civil investigations that could be conducted by a federal agency. They say the Inspector General's office typically has broad power to subpoena internal FDA documents and to conduct interviews under oath. The OIG can also refer potential criminal violations to the Department of Justice. No allegations, however, of criminal conduct have been made, but this is their authority. Now, this is rare. To see the OIG investigate the FDA is OMG. I mean, this is rare. They say it's even more exceptional for it to investigate an individual drug approval decision. The Inspector General is currently reviewing a number of FDA programs, like its systems for monitoring the safety of medical devices. Usually those, you know, I mean, there is oversight and there should be oversight, but this is something that implies that there might be a process that is unsatisfactory. So a professor at Yale School of Public Health, Greg Gonsalves, has been sharply critical of Aduhelm's approval. He said there should be investigation and it should be broad-based and not limited in scope to the improper relationships between the FDA and Biogen. We need to know in greater detail about how the decision-making was done within the agency because it was such a departure from normal procedure. So apparently Stat reported that Biogen had an off-the-books meeting with Dunn. Dunn is Billy Dunn, the head of the FDA's neuroscience division. And this happened in May 2019. They enlisted his support for the treatment that would later become Aduhelm. A month later, Dunn and his FDA colleagues proposed using a regulatory shortcut called accelerated approval to get the drug approved. Now, this contradicted the agency's claim that it raised that option only this past March. They say the FDA was so supportive of Aduhelm that even in 2019, some people at Biogen already believed the approval was inevitable. So, this week, two senior FDA officials told the news release Stat they were surprised that the agency chose to approve them for all people with Alzheimer's rather than restricting it to those who matched the patients in the drug clinical trials. One said they would not have supported approving the drug had they known the FDA would give it such an expansive approval. So the drug was supposedly, there were two large clinical trials. It appeared to slow the progression of Alzheimer's more than placebo. But in another study, it failed. And the highest dose of the treatment was even worse than just a placebo saline solution. So the FDA, back in 2019, worked closely with Biogen to make the case that when taken as a whole, the data suggests patients who get a high dose for an extended period of time do see a measurable benefit on their cognition, on their function. So the resulting approval was like, well, it's good enough, it works. And other people are like, well, wait a second. So Stephen Joff, professor of medical ethics and health policy at Perelman School of Medicine, said it would be really important to understand what went on and what sort of relationships might have influenced the decision. It seems like an independent investigation, which the OIG could do, would be good for the public and stakeholders to understand the background. So this is something that starts to make those of us, especially in medicine, just a little nervous, because if there is this process that could be adulterated when it comes to a drug and a pharmaceutical company, then how do we know other drugs and pharmaceutical companies, like I said, including the vaccine, didn't have the same adulteration? Now, we're assuming not. We're assuming that that no administration, the Trump or the Biden administration, would want a vaccine given to millions of people that could hurt people. I know there's been a lot of concern that it was emergency authorized very quickly. The FDA full approval takes a lot longer, which is why many colleges are waiting to mandate until there's that full approval. But it could come this year, maybe next year. They have to wait and look at long-term data. But, you know, we want to think that nobody's getting greased, nobody's meeting off the cuff, nobody's making deals, nobody's buying stock. But we assume that the FDA is doing things by the book, that the government is, you know, dotting every I, crossing every T, double-checking each other, showing transparency, that there's oversight. Now, I get that COVID was a deadly pandemic and people needed help right away. I get that Alzheimer's, you know, affects millions. And the sooner we get something that can help somebody, I mean, what you saw with the COVID vaccine, they were like, fine, just give people one shot. Just get this shot into people. I mean, that was a lot of faith in a new medication. The only reason why I have faith is because I think the mRNA technology has been studied for years. And so I'm a little more comfortable with it, but I agree, it was a new vaccine. So we'll see what happens with that, but that's the breaking news. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.